Welcome to the Everyday Podcast, where we have everyday conversations with everyday people about everyday topics. Hey, well, thanks so much for tuning into this week's episode of the Everyday Podcast, where we have everyday conversations with everyday people about everyday topics. Hey, so this is obviously, if you have been keeping up with the news or anything that's been going on in or around Middle Tennessee and really the middle part of the country as you start to move a little bit further west. It's been a little bit wild around here, so I do apologize for any sort of augmented audio quality and any sort of differences that you might hear as a result of this week with the tornadoes and wild weather. We have been out of power for a little while. Actually just got it back on Saturday when I normally record the podcast. But so I do apologize for any differences that you might experience listening wise in this week's episode. I do have just a couple announcements like I always do. I try to leave you with two things that you can do as an ongoing call to action, if you will, outside of our normal single application that we have with the content. Action item number one, things that I have to announce. If you haven't checked it out yet, please head over to Amazon and pick up your copy of Work the Problem, my latest book, along with, if you have someone in your life who is a coffee lover, my first book, which is Coffee for Everyday Use. I wrote it kind of as a manual for anybody who is coffee curious and wants to learn more, but doesn't really know where to turn and doesn't want to get into the crazy, wild depths and weirdness, to be completely honest, the weirdness of those super wild coffee writers. I love guys like James Hoffman. I love Scott Rayo and Lance Hedrick. If you guys are familiar with those people, then you know what I'm talking about. But something that's a little bit more entry level. So we have Work the Problem, which is my five-step process for solving a problem effectively and empowering your team while doing so, as well as Coffee for Everyday Use, a book that exists to make coffee drinking more approachable for the everyday coffee drinker. Now, so number two, as we get closer to Christmas and the holiday season is in full effect, the best gift that you can give that is free, you don't have to buy anything, is just simply to leave a review, especially on Apple Podcasts where reviews are pretty big. So if you are enjoying this podcast, you don't even have to leave a massively long review. Just give us a 5-star rating or a 4-star rating. Hopefully it's a 5-star and let other people know what you think about this podcast as a whole. We would love to have your reviews so that we can continue to chart where we are on the podcast charts. Now, before we dive into this week's episode, let me give a little bit of a preface to this. If there's anything that I've learned as a leader, it's about who you are when the lights are down, when the doors are closed, and when everyone has gone away. And this is something that has really, I guess, re-sparked within me for a lot of different reasons. And that's why we're going to be talking about it this week on this week's episode and version of Lessons That I've Learned. Simply, your character matters. So I hope you're ready. Let's dive in. As a leader, you might have a lot of really great qualities about you. And I believe that, even though I may not know you, I believe that there are a lot of great things about you worth following. But these things like being able to command a room, having the right things to say at the right time, asking good questions, being really intentional about pouring into others, having vision and goals, being clear, all these different things that make you a good leader are not as important as your character. Now, I'll start off by saying this, the lesson that I've learned that we'll talk about this week is your character matters. It's a simple statement, really. It's something that everybody tells you when you listen to podcasts like this, when you read books that are about leadership, and really when you go to anything that has a soul emphasis rather than just a work emphasis. That might be church, that might be leadership conferences, what have you. And I admit that it's a really commonplace, run-of-the-mill statement. But think about it. When your head hits the pillow at night, when the lights are out and it's just you and God above, are you happy with that person? Are you pleased with the you that exists when there's no one else around to see you? You see, I would define character, or integrity, if you will, as the inside you matching the outside you. Who you are behind closed doors is who you are in front of other people. Now, I would concede here that there are some times when if you're a bad person behind closed doors and a bad person in front of other people, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have integrity or character. It just means that you are who you are, and that really can't change you. But what I'm focusing here today on, and what we want to focus on, is you being a good person inside and out. Someone who is truly loving, caring, kind, and humble. Now, there's a lot of media going around about certain churches in the podcast world, and you know, just something that I've noticed, and this is just kind of an aside. The leaders of our faith organizations are under scrutiny. They're under a constant watchful eye. And when character goes out the window, it's only just a matter of time before your position and your location and your station in the world goes too. Now, I'm not going to name names here because I know that you know someone in pop culture, or at least a famous quote unquote person who you can think of right now. And I don't need to name other people in this, but you know what I'm talking about. The platform has determined whether or not you're going to succeed. And if you don't have rock solid, deep character on top of a high platform, then you will fail. Now, one thing that I want to pull out today, and one thing that I want to encourage you to do, is to develop your character. Do what it takes to pour into yourself, to discipline your mind through the things that we've talked about other times that we've met together, like reading books, waking up early, working out, really being in control of the inner you. Now, why is this such an important thing? Why does character matter? Especially in the faith-based world, we are so readily available to give our discernments and our judgments towards what we're supposed to do in life. We're so easy and so eager to say, I'm called to do this. But let me just share this statement with you. It's one that I'm sure that you've heard, and it's one that really sticks out as probably my favorite character-focused statements. Your calling can only take you as far as your character will sustain you. When I think of this statement, I think back to one of my college courses where I had a professor who gave this illustration. This professor worked before he was in ministry, and then eventually in education, he worked as an elevator repairman. And at some points, his job called for him to install elevators into new builds, new commercial buildings. And the story that I've really, really remember him sharing and resonated with me is that he was on this job site, and he asked the question early on in his career, hey, boss, why do we have to dig down so deep for this elevator shaft? He was early on the job, just a few months in. And of course, when you're low man on the totem pole, if you will, you get to do some of the grunt work. And he was doing the grunt work, digging deep for, just for, you know, example's sake. He was digging about 20 feet down for a 10-foot building. You know, I know this building was much taller than that, but just to give you that comparison, he dug down twice as deep as the building was tall. And what his boss told him has just always resonated with me. If you want to go high, you got to go deep. And of course, he was talking about the elevator shaft for foundational purposes. You had to go down deep so that all of the inner workings of the elevator and the building itself would be rock solid and founded very structurally sound. But think about that in relation to your life. Of course, the only thing that people see is the building itself, the house in which your character resides. Now, in relation to the building, do you think that your life can sustain the elevator to the top? Do you think that the actions that people see on the outside can be supported by what's going through the center of your structure? You see, this analogy, this illustration is more important than I can state and stress. Because if you're going to be a person who attains leadership of any form, you have to be so deeply and undeniably rooted in good character. Now, we know, or at least I know as a faith-based person, and I hope that you as well understand that you can't do this alone and that your character itself needs to be rooted in something higher and more powerful than you. But the principle still remains. If you want to go high, you have to go down deep first. Your character needs to be one of someone who's above reproach, who if someone says a mean thing or is talking about you in such a wrong way, that other people say, there's no way that he or she could be capable of that. I know them. So there's two application points as I bring this home that I want to stress. One is about you and your character, and two is about how you lead with your character. So how do you develop good, solid, and strong character where you are right now? Whether you are a leader or you're aspiring to become a leader. Now, one thing that's very simple is listen. Talk less, listen more. Learning from others is going to allow you to better shape your knowledge and your information that you have coming in and eventually going out. Always be seeking to learn and grow in your knowledge that of things that really actually matter, not just about things that you can shoot the breeze around. But learn more about leadership, read books, grow closer to, if you are a faith-based person, grow closer to the Lord. Do things that will ultimately allow you to be more enlightened and more of a person worth following. Say sorry. That's another thing to do. Hey, I was wrong. If you were actually wrong, say you were wrong. Don't be afraid to admit failure. Now, of course, the list of things that you can do to grow your character can go on and on. But really, those are the first two things that I want you to consider. Learn and say you're sorry. Now, how do you lead from character? That's really important too. Because if you're someone who's trying to become a leader or someone who already is a leader, character is pretty foundational for what you can do. And really, you know, you can skate by on being one way out in public and being another way behind closed doors, but you're not going to go anywhere important. You're not going to go anywhere significant if you just do that. So how do you lead with character. First thing I would say is build relationships. Show people who you are. Not because you have an agenda, but because you want to care about people and you want to build authority and influence with them. Just like I said earlier, say you're sorry. Not only does that build your personal character, but it displays your characters to other people around you. Be willing to open up to others. Now, that does constitute a little bit of relationship building, but it also means sharing part of your life with people in your circle so they can know you better too. All that to say, I want to repeat as we close with this lesson of your character matters, with the statement that I made earlier. Your calling in life can only take you as far as your character can sustain you. If you want to go far in your life into the things that you believe that you have been called to do, the first step isn't necessarily trying to do that and figuring out what it means to be in that position. But the first thing always means and always is to build a character upon which the house of your deeds can rest. Well, that's all I got this week. Remember, your character matters. Build your character first by learning and saying sorry. Among other things that you can do, of course. And then second, show others your character. Lead with that character. Build relationships with the people around you. Say sorry to others and open up. As we move into the week before Christmas, I hope that you, whatever you guys do for traditions, whether that be staying somewhere, going somewhere, celebrating or not celebrating, I hope you stay safe and have a wonderful time with whatever you're doing. We'll be back for one episode before Christmas. Then we'll be taking the week, the Monday after Christmas off, and then coming back in the new year with something fun and exciting. Kind of taking a turn from the typical like lessons I've learned, books you should read, that format, and having a special episode as some exciting things are coming out in the world. So as always, make sure that you're following and subscribing and liking this podcast. Keep up with what we're saying so that you can hopefully be 1 or 2% better by the time you finish listening to this content. Check out Work the Problem on Amazon as well as Coffee for Everyday Use. And share this with someone who you think would enjoy it. I hope you have a great week. And the one thing that I want to leave you with today, as I always do, is this. Your everyday matters. Thanks for listening to the Everyday Podcast. Don't miss out on new episodes dropping every Monday. Hit the follow or subscribe button in your preferred podcast player to keep up to date. For resources and additional info mentioned in this episode, head to the show notes to learn more. While you're there, you'll find links to our social media outlets you can follow to stay connected between episodes. Remember, your everyday matters.